Welcome to the 100th episode of the Dog Talk Show, brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com and check out their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. Today is number 100.
Woohoo!
We had a very successful party on Saturday, this past Saturday, thanks to everybody who showed up. We had Fido and Scratch packed, and it was a blast. Eric was there for the beginning.
I was there. There was fireworks. It was exciting.
Don't play those. It'll freak out dogs.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
That's right.
50% of our audience
That's
is going
right.
to be upset by those sound effects.
So we had my dad was in town. He was the bartender. All the food and wine was provided by Walker's Rent and Subaru, which was wonderful. Thank you so much for your support. Wolfhaven International was there, and Invisible Fence Northwest, the Natural Pet Pantry, City Dog Magazine. Brandy brought a bunch of the most recent holiday issues, and people got free copies of City Dog Magazine. The owners of Kemley Electric were there, one of our longtime sponsors. And then we had some past guests that have been on the show were there. Jennifer DeRosa, who's the owner of Adaptable for Life. I talked with Jennifer a few months ago about seniors and dogs. Jennifer is an occupational therapist, and you can check out her website at adaptableforlife.com. Trina McDonald and her service dog, Susie, were there. I interviewed Trina a couple months ago. Excellent interview. And, it was just a blast. And we had lots of giveaways. We were giving away gift certificates to the Natural Pet Pantry, gift certificate to Fido and Scratch. We have some more of these to give away today. So we're doing a bunch of giveaways today to celebrate the 100th episode. We are giving away a couple one-year subscriptions to City Dog Magazine, as well as a copy of a book that's coming out in February or March called Winery Dogs of Washington. And it's a coffee table book about the dogs that reside at all of the wineries in Washington State. And you can check out the book that preceded Winery Dogs of Washington, which is called Winery Dogs of Walla Walla. And the website is winerydogsofwallawalla.com. And so we're going to be giving away those three prizes today for Dog Talk Show Trivia. We're also doing a special edition of Dog Talk Show Trivia where Eric gets to play, because he never gets to play. Yeah, that's right, Eric. Now, what's at stake for Eric today is some treats for his cats.
All right.
Now, I have some...
I'm guessing you might have picked these up at Fido and Scratch.
I got these at All the Best Pet
All
Care,
the best.
Actually.
Oh, yep. Fantastic. Yep. Another fine
All the Best Pet place. Care on Madison. They have locations all over Western Washington. Now, I do have some sad news, though, Eric, because it seems that the 100% mouse treats that I got you the first time around
have freeze-dried been mouse.
Discontinued.
What?
Yep.
That's what my cats are going to say when Shocking. I break this to them tonight.
I don't know, maybe there was some problems with regulations.
I don't know.
Giving the,
Where do you get a good mouse source,
I don't know. But so I got a new one, though, that looked fun. These little freeze-dried shrimp.
All right.
So I don't know if they've ever had shrimp, but they liked the mouse and they liked the salmon.
Hopefully they'll enjoy these.
Hopefully
they love the salmon. So,
and then Paw Breakers play on Jawbreakers, the catnip candy. It's a hard catnip ball.
Okay, that's
100% edible,
that's a new
all
one.
Natural catnip toy, but it's in the shape of a hard ball. And just before you give this to your cats, just talk to them about moderation, please.
Right, right. Take it easy.
Yeah, easy on the catnip. Well, we have a. I also have a special surprise today too for Darcy, who's our call screener and owner of Healing Allies Mental Health Service Dog Training Programs, and also my partner, who sits silently in the booth.
Judging.
We can only see her through the window, but I know she can hear us, and I can see her, and I have a little surprise for her today, too. So,
all right. I'll it's a day of surprises. Bit, yeah. I love it.
So we have a guest today.
Can we call her a surprise guest, even though you've probably
Yeah, she is part of the surprise, actually. We have Karen Jones, and this might give it away a little bit. Karen Jones is the owner of Rainier Cozy Cabins. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking with you about your cabins located near Mount Rainier and you have some that are pet friendly.
Yes, so, I have 6 cabins and about half are pet friendly.
So this is a wonderful resource for us dog lovers who, when we want to go on vacation, don't necessarily want to leave our best friends at home. And you have these beautiful cabins right at the base of Mount Rainier. Is that right?
We're located in beautiful and scenic Ashford, Washington, and we are at the shoulder, or right at the base is what I'd say. So we're in the shadow of the mountain and about 5 to 6 minutes from the Nisqually entrance.
Wow. And so tell us a little bit about your cabins. Now, how long have you owned this group of cabins, and tell us a little bit about the history. There's an interesting history to them.
Well, this history is the business itself I've had for about 2 years, mm-hmm. and the cabins, they're a collection of 6, and they're all varying and all very unique, ranging from traditional A-frames to, I'd say, a modest sprawling ranch to chalet style. They were started probably 30 years ago on recreational lots for families that wanted to get away to come to the mountains, say the Portland family or the Seattle family or even families that lived out of the area. And being creatures of comfort, we put houses on these lots, and they're in close proximity to, you know, any neighboring city, Tacoma, Seattle, not too far of a commute, and then they're right here at the doorstep of the mountain. Some of the cabins that I have been in this type of business in property management or in vacation rental for nearly 20 years, so they're very well-established homes.
Mm-hmm. What is it like? I mean, I can see Mount Rainier, you know, from Seattle, and she is very impressive and massive. What is it like, I mean, on a clear day to be right at the base of the mountain or in the shadow? What's the view like? Are you able to see the mountain much, like look up at it, or is it, where do you have to go to kind of get a close look?
Well, it's funny you ask. We have a cabin called Mountain Peak, and years ago, that's why it was named what it was named, because you had a peak of the mountain. Now, because of the trees growing, it's quite obscured, so you can still see at this level, which is around 1,800 to 2,100 foot in this area. You can get up on some of the ridge lines that are outside of the park that are part of the Gifford Pinchot National Forest, and you can look directly, I mean, just absolutely amazing views of just like what you see from Seattle, and you see top side of the mountain on the north side. There's a beautiful view everywhere you look, and even though we're right here at the doorstep, you can get up on any of the ridge lines and see her, and, you know, be within 5 minutes of going into the park and then going all the way up to paradise. Mm-hmm. The river offers some spectacular views, and we're right here on the Nisqually River, the upper part of the Nisqually that eventually leads down to Olympia and out to the ocean. It's just a different view, but a very scenic and very protected view. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very thankful to be able to operate and, you know, provide for our families and provide a service to the families and the friends that are coming to visit the cabins.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk more about what makes your cabins pet-friendly, the ones that are, and the activities that you can do with your pet, with and without your pet, when you come and stay. Now, the website is RainierCozyCabins.com. So you can go to the website and check out all the different cabins and read about the area. And they're all really, really nice. They have decks and barbecue and hot tubs, and they just look wood stoves, and they just look wonderful. And that, and some of them even have fenced yards. So if you're bringing your pet, that's just so nice to have for, you know, just before bed potty break or something like that, to be able to have access to a fenced yard. Now, we're also going to do some trivia in the third segment of the show. And we're going to have open up the lines to callers, and you can call in and win one of our fabulous prizes. Now, I said we're giving away subscriptions to City Dog Magazine, as well as a copy of Winery Dogs of Washington. And with each of these prizes, Karen is also, in celebration of the 100th episode, giving a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins. Your third night stay. So with purchase of two, you get a free night stay, and this is about a $220 value. So that's a great, great gift certificate as well. So thank you for providing those, Karen.
Thank you.
So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Karen Jones of Rainier Cozy Cabins. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's
fair. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Bido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. Visit Bido and Scratch on December 4th and 5th. They'll be hosting professional holiday pet portraits and pet food drive. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5, starting February 2nd.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Next week, artist Menzel Joseph talks with Vicki St. Clair about art and survival in the 21st century.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
All the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of...
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This is our 100th episode today. Yay! And hey, you know, it's such a beautiful day. What a nice day to take your dog for a walk.
Good point.
Yeah, good point. So we are back with Karen Jones, who's the owner of Rainier Cozy Cabins. Welcome back, Karen.
Thank you.
And the website is rainiercozycabins.com. You can go to the website and check out the different cabins. And these, you have some of your cabins that are pet friendly. So this is a great getaway if you're wanting to get out of the city and go and be near beautiful Mount Rainier and maybe do some snowshoeing or cross-country skiing, and you want to be able to bring your dog. this is a great place to go. Now, what makes the, so you have 3 out of 6 cabins that are dog friendly?
Correct.
And what makes them, how are they different from the others? What makes them, both for you and for the guests, more pet friendly?
Well, the biggest difference, I think, is that they're really designed to be pet friendly, or, you know, for a family getting away that maybe isn't bringing a best friend, they're either or, mainly because of the furnishings. Mm-hmm. They all have nice, really super nice hardwood flooring that's easy to clean and steam.
Mm-hmm.
Nice furnishings that are luxurious. They're just as nice as in the other houses, but again, with the element of being easier to clean in case there's an accident, or, you know, just so it's ready for the next guest who might not be bringing their best friend. Fenced backyards, mm-hmm. and that we provide comfortable and clean pet bedding, as well as organic treats for the adventurer to give to their best friend, provide leads, poo bags. It's kind of a goodie basket that's for use while the pet-friendly guest is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have, at those properties, the opportunity for pet sitting service. And I think this can be a helpful service because maybe the guests want to go to dinner and the pet needs to be at home, at the vacation home, and I provide a service where there's loving kindness, safety, fun and frolic for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 hours. Maybe they want to go into the park and take a hike.
Mm-hmm.
And where pets are allowed in the park on a 6-foot lead, I believe that's the National Park standard, they're not allowed on the trails, unfortunately.
Mm.
So the service would be able, you know, to allow the parents to get away, so to speak, and then the best friend to have a companion while they're gone in a safe environment. And we have lots of other opportunities in the area, in the Ashford area, in the Gifford-Pinchot National Forest, where pet-friendly hiking is available, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 mile hikes, where, again, you're looking back at the beautiful river coming out of the park, and you're looking at the spectacular mountain.
Mm. Now, so in Mount Rainier National Park, and this is for national parks nationally, you can bring a dog in. They have to be on leash, but the dogs are not allowed on the trails on leash?
Correct. That's the way I've understood the interpretation of the ruling. And I'm assuming, just so there's no interaction or possible negative interaction with wildlife or maybe other guests.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually, you know, when I have summer guests, always make sure that they understand this and that they make some type of arrangement for their best friend. We do allow kennels in the cabins if someone, you know, has a best friend that's used to that being a safe zone.
Yeah.
You know, versus just letting them be. That's kind of a no-no for my business anyway. It has to be something that's arranged either by me to be there or for them to go do something that's, say, outside of the park, or that they can carry, you know, take their best friend, as well as maybe provide a safe environment in the backyard or in a kennel. Because the pet's safety and the pet's happiness is probably, it ranks up in there being the one of the most important as the guest, because
right.
they are my guest.
Right. So, and there's activities you can do not in the national park. Like you said, it's sort of across the way where you can look at Mount Rainier rather than being on Mount Rainier.
Correct. You're very close. I mean, there's beautiful, Washington Trails Association has a wonderful website, and you can pull up Mount Belgica, Osborne Mountain, part of the Tatoosh Range that between Ashford and Packwood, that it would be really considered Lewis County. Again, you're looking back at the mountain, and it's just a spectacular view. She's brilliant right now, and it's like gleaming diamonds in the sun.
Wow.
And, you know, there's never a bad view, even when the snow is melting and the river's high. And that's another opportunity is the Nisqually River. We have full access to the river, and it's sprawling because it's allowed to remain wild and scenic. So there's lots of sandbars, lots of places to, you know, throw a stick that are safe, that the current is not strong or deep to where you wouldn't have to worry about
right.
you know, anyone being swept away, but plenty of places to build a fire, to picnic, to play with your dog in the water, to look at the mountain.
Oh, it sounds so nice. Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about the cabins, because I was impressed by how well equipped they all are with the decks and hot tubs and all that type of stuff. Tell us a little bit about all that's included in the cabins.
Well, they really are vacation I refer to that as "Let us be your vacation home away from home." That's part of my little logo there, because they are fully equipped. I mean, everything, including sometimes a toothbrush. You know, we have backup that are brand new in the package if someone forgets something. All the toiletries are provided, the oils, the complimentary spices. I put out Snoqualmie Falls pancake mix and real maple syrup, so if someone wants to come out late from the city, they can have a late night romantic dinner, which is like breakfast, and then a soak, you know, soul healing soak in the hot tub. There's approved fire pits that are in all the yards that we provide the firewood. I provide s'more making ingredients, so you can toast your marshmallows, and you know, on a chilly night, you can be out there. And or if the weather's inclement, which it is a lot here, we have quite a few of our houses that have expansive covered back decks, so you're outside, but you're totally protected. Mm-hmm. And there's appropriate lighting and skylights. And then indoors, I mean, they're luxuriously appointed. I mean, everything down to the spa robes. You know, nice bedding, nice furnishings, Wi-Fi, satellite TV, local landline, bird seed, deer feed, you know, whatever it is that we need to put out that is the attractant in that environment, in that yard, so to speak, or in that area where that house is, including things, like I said, for the best friend that make it the most or the best getaway.
Yeah. Full kitchens and barbecues and hot tubs, and just sounds so nice to get out of the city and into the country and still be quite comfortable. And to have,
it's not that far either. We're only a couple of hours at the most, you know, from either city, Portland or Seattle, and it's just a spectacular destination point, you know, for someone that wants to go into the park, or someone that wants to explore the area outside, or maybe someone that just wants downtime with lots of quiet and relaxation at the cabin.
Yeah. Now, do you have a dog?
I did. Yeah. I knew you were going to ask. I did. Jack, he was 16. Aww. And he was a retriever spaniel mix, and I was kayaking years ago and went into the store to get some supplies, and he was in a box outside with some other pups.
Oh, wow.
And so I ended up getting some pet food and took him kayaking, and he was with me for 16 years, and he was my best friend. So now he sleeps on my bedside. So
yeah,
he was like my son. So I really am happy to have the business, and very blessed to have the business that I have, that at least half of my properties I can cater to and provide the service for people that, I'm going to write books one day, I am, about the beautiful animals that have been in my life, but Jack particularly, that we went on so many marvelous adventures together.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do, you know, even on a small scale, for the people that come to stay at my cabins.
Yeah. Well, it's about sharing, you know, sharing your life with your pet, and there's a lot of ways that we can't do that just because of how society's set up.
Oh, yeah.
And travel is one of the big ones, so.
Well, we're trying to break that, and we're trying to offer things, because I know how it was years ago, and a lot of times it was tents and on the river, and we had great adventures, and, you know, but then he's traveled by train and plane and boat with me, and so he had a pretty full life, and I want to, you know, even on a, like I said, a small scale, try to provide that same service, or at least that little chance for opportunity for the people that are coming out to my cabins with their best friends.
Well, that's great. Well, we're doing a on another topic, because this is one of the trivia questions, and we're giving away a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins. We're actually giving away one for each prize. So if you call in and answer the trivia question correctly, you'll win actually two prizes, either a year subscription to City Dog Magazine and a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins, or a copy of Winery Dogs of Washington and a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins. And that's going to be with a purchase of two nights. You get your third night free. So that's excellent. Make it a long weekend. Well, the American Kennel Club came out with they announced their most popular dogs in the U.S. And this is for 2010. And so my trivia questions that we're going to do in the next segment are going to be to name one of those breeds that made the top 10 list. And so it's interesting to see what's what remains, who remains steadfast in the top and who sort of shifts around. I'm going to just announce my surprise right now is Darcy's birthday is February 18th. And we are going to be going to Rainier Cozy Cabins with our dogs the following weekend. So we are looking forward to that. Now, she's in a silent booth, so there's
she's applauding. So
there's no reaction.
I'm filling in
but
for her.
She's jumping up and down and clapping and silently, though we can watch her through the window. So we're really looking forward to coming down and bringing our little family, the two cattle dogs and the dachshund, to check it out. So we're really looking forward to meeting you in person and checking out the cabins and hopefully doing some fun in the snow. But I don't know what this weather. We'll see.
Well, we look forward to having you and for this special celebration and for this getaway. If there's anything that you need to make it happen, all you have to do is let me know, and I'll do what I can.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, so the website is RainierCozyCabins.com. You can go to the website and check out all the different cabins and possibly make a reservation. We're super excited to go. I'll certainly talk about our experience once we get back. And Karen, as you can probably tell from the interview, is very accommodating, and she's got lots of different packages, whether it be a romantic getaway or a special event. There's lots of interesting things that you can. You said something about a winemaking,
jam making, syrup making. You know, from our local huckleberries when they're in season. That's a fantastic and a fun thing to do. And then you have something if it's a good batch to share with friends, bring them back to the cabins, or mm-hmm. give away as gifts. Mm-hmm. So it just makes for good memories. We have fishing packages, biking and boating packages, geocaching, letterboxing packages, flight seeing packages where you can helicopter tour around the mountain as part of your lodging package. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of things, you know, in addition to snow play, which is popular this time of the year, that we like to try to facilitate for our guests. And, you know, the park is a wonderful place to go, but there's lots of other things in and around to do, too. So we're trying to promote that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to coming down there and getting out of the city and running around in the woods with our dogs and just enjoying the cabins. And thanks so much for giving your giveaways and offering our listeners free night stay with purchase of two. And we're going to take a break now, but when we come back, we're going to go ahead and start giving those away. So get near your phone. The number to call is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And I'm going to be asking you to call in and name one of the just announced top 10 most popular breeds of 2010 in the U.S. Thanks so much for being on the show, Karen, and I look forward to meeting with you soon.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Paper dog, get away from my player. Paper dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone.
Let Haute Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. Include yourself in the painting, or just your dog. Either way, you're sure to love the end result. Call Jennifer at 206-661-4538. That's 206-661-4538. Or see more at hauteportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week at Shelter, Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, we'll check on the birds in Bellingham, the horses in Marysville, and the lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Well, sorta. It's Harvey Wildlife Care Center in Arlington. We'll be ending the show a little early for sports, so be on time for Martha Norwalk's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Paper doll, get away from my chick. Paper doll, you better get away quick. Bird doll, you better find a chicken little of your own.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This is our 100th episode, and we are giving things away. So, the American Kennel Club just recently released their most popular dogs, top 10 list, most popular dogs of 2010 in the U.S. And so there's 10 breeds, and if you can call in and name one of the breeds, then you win a prize, and we have three prizes to give away. So call in now and get in line so that after we take the first caller, then you'll be second in line because we're going to do these back to back. Now, the number to call again is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And so call in now and get in line. And if you can name one of the top 10 most popular breeds in the U.S. of 2010, then you'll win a prize. And we're giving away this first prize will be a 1-year subscription to City Dog Magazine, which is based in Seattle. It's a wonderful publication.
And you were even featured in it
last
year.
Yes, yeah. Levi and I were in City Dog Magazine, the summer issue, as well as a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins. That's a $220 value. So call in, get in line, and tell me what is one of the most popular dogs in the U.S. according to the American Kennel Club. Top 10 most popular breeds. Tell me one of them, and you'll get a prize. Number again is 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Call in now and get in line. So we have a caller on line one who's going to hopefully give me a correct answer. We have Susan Roach. Hi, Susan.
Hi, I'm actually Suzanne.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm actually Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne. Excuse me.
That's okay.
So, Suzanne, can you tell me what is one breed that has made the top 10 list of 2010 most popular dogs?
Okay, I'm driving, so I had to guess, but I would say Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever, very, very good. Golden Retriever was at number 5.
Woohoo!
Yep. So Suzanne, we are going to get you a 1-year subscription to City Dog Magazine, as well as a 1-night free stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins with purchase of 2.
Hey!
Now, do you have a dog?
Oh, that's a really hard question. Aww. My doggy just passed away September 28th.
I'm sorry.
He was a golden retriever.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that. And I hope that you are healing well.
I am.
Really hard to go through.
It is. It really is.
Well, Suzanne, thanks so much for listening and for calling in and playing Dog Talk Show Trivia. And I'm going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy, and she will get your mailing information and contact information.
Okay. If it matters at all, I'm thinking about going to a golden doodle, but I'm not ready for that yet, but I'm still a real doggy person.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And with golden doodles, just make sure that, and this is true with any breed, but do your research with breeders and make sure that you go to the breeder's house. Don't meet anybody in a parking lot or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Believe me. I know that.
Good.
I do. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks again for listening, Suzanne. Just hang on the line. We'll send you back to Darcy and get your contact information.
Golden doodles. I think Nabisco makes those, right? They're delicious.
They are. Golden doodle, of course, being a lab poodle mix.
Ah.
So it looks like Darcy's talking to Suzanne. All right. Now, we have 2 more prizes to give away. So call in 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And if you can tell me one of the breeds that made the top 10 most popular dogs in the U.S., list according to the American Kennel Club, and we'll get you one of these fabulous prizes.
And that's other than a golden.
Other than a golden retriever, which Suzanne just said, golden retriever was right in the middle at number 5. So we've got 9 other potential answers. 425-373-5527. Call in now and get in line. And so we have a caller who's going to try to win the second prize. We have Bill on line 2. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for having a line open there.
Yeah.
And my choice would be a Labrador Retriever.
Number one spot. And they had said that the Labrador Retriever is, they are number one for the 20th consecutive year.
Wow.
Yep.
And I've never had one. I feel left out.
Do you have a dog?
I do. Yeah.
What kind of dog?
She's a mix. She's Havanese, and then her mom was Cockapoo and Shih Tzu.
All right. A lot of different breeds in there, then.
Oh, she's great.
Good. Well, you have won yourself a copy of Winery Dogs of Washington, which is a new publication that's coming out in February or March. So it'll be at least a month until you actually get it, but you will get it. And if you want to check out the book that preceded it, it's Winery Dogs of Walla Walla. And it's a coffee table book that has beautiful pictures and stories of all the dogs that reside at the wineries in this beautiful state.
Great.
And you're also getting a certificate for a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins, and you can bring your dog with you.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
So, Bill, I'm going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy. Darcy will get your mailing and contact information, and we'll be sure to get those prizes out to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. All right. So, we've had Labrador Retriever and Golden Retriever. Possibly 2 of the most obvious.
Mm-hmm. So 8 more potentials.
8 more potentials, and we still have room in the line. So call in 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Call in now, and if you can tell me what is one of the breeds that made the American Kennel Club's 2010 most popular dogs in the U.S. list that was just announced.
Now, I'm guessing that Mutt is not included on the list, but if you ask me, that's the most
popular
breed.
Well, that's a good point, because it would probably You know, I'd be curious. What are the numbers of mutts
compared There's a lot to of them.
Any other dog breed? And popular for sure, and I love mutts. Chewy, my dog, was a mutt, and he was awesome. Lab mix, actually, which is probably the most common mutt, which makes sense, given that labs take the number one spot. So we've got Labrador Retriever was at number one, and that was Bill's answer. And then Suzanne said Golden Retriever at number five. But there's still eight other dog breeds that made that 2010 most popular dogs in the U.S. list, according to the American Kennel Club. And we have a one-year subscription to City Dog Magazine to give away, along with a certificate for one free night at Rainier Cozy Cabins, which is pet-friendly. And that's a $220 value. So call in and tell me what is one of those breeds other than Lab Retriever and Golden Retriever that made the 2010 most popular dogs in the U.S. And we'll give you those great prizes. Call in 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. You'd be surprised, maybe, some of those breeds. And we also have some Dog Talk Show trivia for Eric to play when we come back from break.
I'm excited about
this. Yeah, we're going to take this next caller. We'll go to break, and we'll take the next caller when we come back from... Well, actually, no, let's do it before break. Sorry, Eric.
Okay. Got me on my toes.
I know it.
But I'm ready to go, whatever we do.
Yep. We're going to take this next caller and give away, hopefully, with a correct answer, a year, one-year subscription to City Dog
Magazine. I like these odds, you know. There's eight potential correct answers here. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, the lines are lighting up now. We have a caller on line one. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, looks like Darcy's getting overloaded. And what's your name?
Eleanor Miller.
Eleanor, thank you for calling in. Now, can you tell me what is one of the breeds other than a Labrador Retriever or a Golden Retriever that made the top 10 most popular dogs in the U.S. of 2010?
I'm going to say a poodle, a small poodle. Whatever.
Poodle is number nine. Well done.
Yay.
Yeah. So, Eleanor, we're going to send you out a, we're going to sign you up for a one-year subscription to City Dog Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And we're also going to send you out a certificate for a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins, which is pet-friendly, just
That's
in the
wonderful.
Shadow of Mount Rainier. And do you have a dog?
I did.
You
and
did.
And I got him. He was a stray.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with me for, at least 16 years. And then he disappeared.
Mm.
I think he went off and died.
Yeah, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was real sad.
Yeah.
Because he was really close to me.
Yeah.
And I had, this is not recent, but when I was going with my husband, who's my husband now, I was gone a lot, and he would just sit at the door waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was heartbroken.
Yeah, I bet. It's really hard. Well, Eleanor, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy, and we're going to get your contact information and your mailing information and get those prizes out to you.
Thank you so much.
Hold on the line. Thanks for calling in.
Well,
Eric, let's take Karen Jones on line two since she's still holding.
And, why not?
Oh, hey, Karen.
Yeah.
Hold on just a minute. I'm going to give you an opportunity to win something, but we're going to take a quick break. So hang on the line, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked in custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Denae, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Aboard a shipwrecked train, give my umbrella to the Red Dogs. For I am a Red Dog too.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we're celebrating our 100th episode today. And I'm going to give away one more prize to Karen, who called in on line two. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Now, can you name one of the top 10 most popular dogs in the U.S. that was just announced by the American Kennel Club, other than Poodle, Golden Retriever, and Lab Retriever?
How about German Shepherd?
Ooh, good one. That's number two.
Yay!
So I'm going to send you out a copy of one of my favorite books by one of my favorite authors. His name is John Katz, and he wrote a book. He's written a lot of books. His most recent book is called Rose in a Storm, and it's wonderful. I interviewed him a couple months ago. He's an excellent interview and a beautiful author, and you're going to enjoy that book a lot.
Thank you. This has been fantastic.
Good. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and take care.
Thank you. Have fun with the game.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Darcy got slammed there for a little bit. All right. So, Eric, it's your turn.
Woohoo!
Eric loves Dog Talk Show trivia, and he never gets to play.
It's true.
Now, Eric, do you have any ideas as to what the other breeds might be?
You know, all the breeds that I can think of are probably not on this list right now.
Like what?
St. Bernard.
No.
Wolfhound.
No.
Greyhound.
No.
See, those are the ones I like.
Eric, an expert in obscure dog breeds. All right. Well, number one was Labrador Retriever, which was guessed. Number two was German Shepherd, which was guessed.
Uh-huh.
Number three, Yorkshire Terrier. Number four, Beagle. Number five, Golden Retriever, which was guessed. Number six, Bulldog.
Oh, yeah. Bulldogs are making a comeback,
they
from
are.
What I understand.
Yeah. Number seven, Boxer, which kind of surprised me, but yeah. Boxer, number seven. Number eight, what might I consider to be one of the fastest breeds?
Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Yeah.
Like my little racing Leia. They're not actually one of the fastest breeds, but she's a very fast dachshund. Came in at number eight. Poodle was number nine, which was guessed. And then number 10 at the bottom, just making it, Shih Tzu.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. And the American Kennel Club website is a great website to check out all about different dog breeds. And it's a great resource. It's akc.org. All right, Eric. Now, what's at stake for Eric to win? Freeze-dried shrimp cat treats for his cats and a very hard catnip ball.
I have a feeling they're going to enjoy these treats very much, but I don't think they'll ask for them by name like they did with the mouse treats.
Well, and unfortunately, the 100% mouse cat treats have been discontinued. Maybe they just need to reformulate or something, but...
possibly.
Okay, Eric.
Add now, more mouse.
Now, the other thing is that Eric has certain sound effects that he likes to play, but he never gets to play them because Dog Talk Show listeners are so smart.
They're very savvy.
They never get them wrong. Rarely do they get the questions wrong. So I'm setting this up, Eric, I'm setting you up so that you get to play your favorite sound effects for when
so I can
questions
get them all wrong.
Get wrong. All right. And, okay, so Eric... Starting with what dynasty in the 8th century did images of the Pekingese emerge in Chinese art?
Okay, go one more time with that question.
starting with what dynasty in the 8th century did images of the Pekingese, a breed of dog, emerge in Chinese art?
Well... This is a tough one, and so I'm going to just have to go with the only dynasty that I can think of, aside from that terrible 80s TV show. I'm going to go with the Ming Dynasty?
No, good guess.
You're so stupid!
No, it's the Tang Dynasty.
Oh, the Tang!
Very close. Well, I have another one.
Oh, what a drag, dude.
The Pekingese gets its name from... The ancient city of Peking.
Mm-hmm.
What is the modern name of that city?
Is it Peking?
No.
No!
Maybe it's because I mispronounced it. Beijing.
Beijing. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you can't win them all.
No, I got one more for you, Eric.
All right.
How many dogs are there currently in the U.S.?
How many? Is there a correct answer for this?
According to PetYak.com, they have a fairly approximate estimate.
Is there a dog census?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Boy, there's got to. It seems like there would be almost as many dogs as there are people. A lot of people have dogs, and a lot of families have more than one dog.
I think you're stalling.
I am stalling. I'm going to go with 200 million dogs in the U.S.
Ooh, well, a good answer, but it's actually, according to PetYak.com, 74.8 million pet dogs in the U.S.
Well, that's still a lot of dogs.
44.
That was way off.
44.8 million U.S. households own a dog.
Okay.
78% of the owned dogs in the United States are spayed or neutered. Not nearly high enough. According to the AKC, what are the most popular names for dogs?
Larry, Bob, Jim, Sparky?
No. Lady and Bear.
Oh. Bear, I can see.
But Eric, you've been such a good sport that, of course, you're still going to be able to take your freeze-dried shrimp, cat treats, and catnip ball home to your cats. Yeah, that's right. Cha-ching. Now, what are your cats' names?
Fergal and Marshmallow.
All right. Let me know how the shrimp goes over. Hopefully
I bet
as
they
well
love
as
it.
The mouse.
You know, they love any of the freeze-dried treats that I brought home. So
who doesn't?
Well, I don't. But hopefully they do. But yeah, these look great. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Happy 100th episode, Eric.
I couldn't
have done it without you.
Well, and to celebrate the 100th episode, it's 100% natural on the Pure Bites.
Well, of course.
Fantastic.
Of course it is. I got those treats at All the Best Pet Care on Madison Street, which is where I did get the mouse treats, but apparently they are no longer available. So I have a couple of announcements. Speaking of All the Best Pet Care, I will be a guest chef with owner Susan Moss Monday, February 14th, for a special Valentine's Day how to cook for your pet. And this one is, let me see, how to cook for your wolf on Valentine's Day.
How to cook for your wolf?
Well, I think it's, referring to your dog as a wolf.
Okay.
And so I'll be a guest chef with her, and that's going to be on Monday, February 14th, from 5 to 6:30. at the Queen Anne store. So the All the Best Pet Care store on the top of Queen Anne. I'll be assisting Susan as a guest chef for How to Cook for Your Wolf. And you can find out more about their events at allthebestpetcare.com. Also want to announce that the City Dog Puppy Love Mutt Mixer is February 9th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the W Hotel. You can go to citydogmagazine.com and check out their events calendar and find out more information about that as well. That sounds like a blast. Well, happy 100th episode, Eric. We'll be back next week, Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. for the 101st. You can find us on Facebook, look for the Dog Talk Show, follow us on Twitter, and of course you can listen to all the past shows either on iTunes or on the website www.dogtalkshow.com, and here's to 100 more. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.